Tantor Audio presents After Lincoln, How the North Won the Civil War and Lost the Peace by A.J. Langeth, narrated by Tom Perkins. April 14, 1865. Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant begged off when the President invited Grant to join him and his wife later that evening at the theater. Julia Grant felt she had been snubbed recently by Mary Lincoln, and since Grant had just accepted Robert E. Lee's surrender at Appomattox 5 days earlier, he could offer the diplomatic excuse that he and his wife were eager to return to their home and children in Burlington, New Jersey. The Grants boarded the 4 p.m. train to New York, which entered Philadelphia on Broad Street, to let passengers be ferried across the Delaware River. Grant had not eaten since 9 a.m., and at a restaurant near the ferry landing, he ordered a plate of oysters. Before they could be served, an aide appeared with one telegram, and then a second and a third. "Is anything the matter?" his wife asked. "You look startled." "Yes," Grant answered. "Something very serious has happened. Do not exclaim. Be quiet, and I will tell you." President Lincoln had been assassinated at the Ford Theater. Secretary of State William Henry Seward and his son had also been shot at their home and might not survive. General Grant was requested to return to Washington immediately. Grant was overcome with emotion. Like most of his relatives, he had supported Illinois Democratic Senator Stephen A. Douglas against Lincoln in the presidential election 5 years earlier. But before that...